Welcome to a brand new episode of the Long Coat Mafia Podcast. It is I, the Reverend Godfather, the show's main host and front man. And this week is an interview episode. And that interview that we'll be post-sharing with you, coming straight from Four State Comic Con, is with Jesse Green, a.k.a. Captain Mongo, a.k.a. Captain Decapitate. And he'll explain why he goes by those two nicknames and how he transfers. Went from like a kind of this spokes character type of ordeal to a actor to a wrestler. And speaking of which, Jesse, if you're listening to this, please, we know that you went to an interview in regards to Impact Wrestling. Please let us know through our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/TheLongCoatMafiaPodcast, or just simply email us at longcoatmafia@gmail.com and let us know how you did. And we'd be more than happy to share with our listeners how you did one way or another, because I'm sure as heck a lot of our listeners out there that are kind of into wrestling would like to know how you did as a kind of a addendum to this episode. So it's a very interesting episode. Despite what happened earlier this week, because we're putting this together on a Saturday night, and everything else, we'll kind of give you a little bit of update after the interview, which should be right now. Hello, everyone. I am here with Jesse, a.k.a. Captain Mongo. Or is it different pronunciation? But I noticed Mango.
Captain Mango.
Mango. Now he's going by Captain Decapitate. So first, explain one name, then the other.
Okay. I've been doing the I've been Captain Mango for probably 17 years now. Did bike shows, a lot of things like that. That led into. One Day Walk On as a pirate zombie in MILFs vs. Zombies, and now I've been as an actor as Jesse L. Green. I've been in 30 some movies, and one of the last movies I worked on was a movie called Wrestle Massacre, and I got connected with a company called Outbreak Wrestling up in Temple, Pennsylvania. And so now I'm a professional wrestling manager. Well, they wanted me to be a heel, which is a bad guy. And I said, I can't make Captain Mango a bad guy. I've spent too many years putting the image out there, and I do stuff for kids and things like that. And so I came up with the Captain Decapitate. That's kind of the evil side of Captain Mango. So so I work for them as Captain Decapitate and a couple other promotions. And then in West Virginia, EPPW, they wanted me as a baby face. So I'm Captain Mango there. So
so both things are kind of working out for you.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm not really sure which whether being a heel is fun, because you can get the crowd more to hate you. But the thing I don't like about that is when you're walking around, little kids are putting their hand out to shake your hand. Of course, you got to diss them, and I feel bad about that. But as a face, I can go out and interact with the crowd and take selfies with them while the match is going on. So it's I'm glad I can do both.
But have that balance.
Yeah, but I will eventually at EPPW. I think I will eventually be. Do a turn. So,
at one point,
yeah,
and kind of transition to the Captain Decapitate.
Captain Decapitate, yeah.
So at least you have that option for you. Again, why the pirate persona, so to speak? What made you come up with Captain Mango?
That started way back. I've been a Jimmy Buffett fan for I have no idea how many years. And the tailgating, if you've never been to a Buffett concert, the tailgating is wild. You know, we'll get there at 8, 9 o'clock in the morning for an 8 o'clock concert that night. And I just got tired of setting up the tiki bars and, you know, carrying the grills. And I wanted to put together an authentic pirate outfit. So it actually started out for Jimmy Buffett tailgating. And my only goal in life at that point was to be on the big screen at a Buffett concert. And I've done that. I've never met Jimmy himself, but I know all the Coral Reefer band members. And then because of going to concerts, I started going to Kenny Chesney concerts dressed up. And I've actually been on stage 2 times with Kenny now. And I wouldn't say we're friends, but we know each other. And so I went way beyond my initial, how you doing? Thank you. So I went way beyond what I ever thought of just being on the big screen at a concert, yeah.
So Captain Mango helped you get into the acting persona? Was it your a separate interest, or was it something that
opened
the door?
Through the Captain Mango gig, I bought a $90,000 custom-built chopper called the Blue Pearl. So I started doing bike shows, and during the bike shows, I had girls that worked with me as my mermaids and winches. And so I got to work with, got to do photo shoots with a lot of different models. And there was a model, Andrea Marie, down in D.C. that I did a photo shoot with. We hit it off, and she said, "You need to be in the movies." And I said, "Well, hook me up." So she got me a one-day walk-on as a pirate zombie in Milfs vs. Zombies. I ended up working 10 weekends on that. It's 10 different zombies. And like I said, I've lost count because there's, you know, in the movie business, there's always some movies that aren't ever going to see the light of day, and for different reasons. But I've probably been involved in 35 different movies off and on.
I think I first seen you, like many, many... We already had this kind of discussion. The first time I've seen you was maybe about 4 years ago, give or take, maybe 5, down at a local bar, and this is for the listeners, a local bar in Martinsburg called Dirty Dogs.
Right.
You were doing the whole Captain Mango, and you were promoting it. I think they were having a Captain Morgan day or or something like that. And I think they had you on with a couple of mermaids to take photos.
Mermaids were always a big hit. You know, they were, that's something not everybody sees. And so they were a big hit. I just got, once I started working on movies, I just don't have time to do bike functions anymore.
So have you been enjoying the acting life a little bit more? Or?
Oh, I love it. I mean, I thought I had fun all those years as Captain Mango, but acting in movies is like 10 times more fun than anything I ever did as Captain Mango. And then now that I've gotten involved in independent professional wrestling, that's like 10 times more fun than making a movie. So it's... I've been a wrestling fan since I was probably 5 years old, and I guess I've been a student of the business. I understand the business entertainment angle of it, you know. And I've never been athletic enough to ever think about being a professional wrestler, but man, it's so much fun being a manager.
Are they training you in any way in reference to some of the basics, or?
Yeah, I've been training. Been training some on that, because eventually I'm going to have to. I've thrown a few punches and grabbed some legs to trip people, and at some point I'm going to have to take a bump to just to get the character over. And then the other exciting thing that's coming up in on November 10th. I have a tryout in Las Vegas with Impact Wrestling, which is I guess the big dog in the business is, for a long time, has been WWE, but Impact, New Japan, Ring of Honor, they're like second tier, but that's still all TV international.
And I've been hearing, I think I spoke to Monique Dupri a little bit in reference to the indie circuit, that because, and I've had conversations with friends in reference to the, like, the indie circuit and the, like, the minor leagues and so forth, right, and so on, that helps a lot of, even though it might not be as big time as Impact Wrestling or the WWE,
yeah,
but it's something for wrestling fans to still go see. Oh,
and it's, you know, to me it kind of equates to, I don't watch football anymore, but, you know, it's kind of like watching professional football and watching college football. You know, the guys playing college football are out there playing the game. You know, they're not, I want to stay politically correct here, but, you know, they're not in it for the money.
Right.
And it's kind of the same way in independent wrestling. I mean, these guys go out there, and I've never been involved in a lot of team sports, so I'm not sure how locker rooms work. But man, I can tell you the locker rooms of professional wrestling, those guys are tight, because, you know, it's a precision. I got to watch my wording here. Scripted show, but they, if one of them doesn't know what they're doing, somebody could get seriously hurt because of the you know, just the physicality of the whole thing. And you know, these guys would do it. I think some of these guys would do it 7 nights a week if they could.
Are you worried about that in any way, or
no,
have they been kind of friendly to you, being up and coming?
Oh, it's the locker room. One of the little things about professional wrestling is, in the locker room, when you come into the locker room, it doesn't matter if you're there for the first night or if you're a veteran of WWE. When you come in, you go around and you greet everybody. You shake everybody's hand. And I have to tell you, from the first night I walked in to now, they accepted me with open arms. And it's, like I said, the camaraderie is just unbelievable there, because it's a sports entertainment, but it's dangerous too. And so everybody looks out for everybody.
So you're real. I'm trying to make this as, I'm trying not to repeat. You're,
okay.
You're really enjoying this. You.
Oh yeah. Yeah. If I could get to, you know, to anybody out there I work with in movies, I probably wouldn't. But if I could get enough gigs going with professional wrestling, I don't know, I'd act in a movie again, because it's so. You know, when you do a movie, you can work on a movie, and you may not see the final product for a year, year and a half. You know, it's a delayed stimulus. With professional wrestling, especially with Outbreak Wrestling, I've only been doing it since January, but when my music starts, they pretty well start booing me before I ever go through the curtain. And so the feedback is just
instantaneous.
Instant, yeah.
So, trying to be a little bit of a devil's advocate here, if they kind of, because you and I are both kind of old schoolers in a way, if the fans nowadays, or at least the older school fans, compare you to like Lou Albano, Captain,
yeah,
Lou Albano, would you take offense to that, or would you see it as a type of compliment?
Oh heck no.
No disrespect to, yeah, Lou's memory.
Yeah. Oh no. If somebody even you know, put my name in the same sentence with Lou Albano, that'd be great. What's one of the interesting facts is, I worked for a company that has folded now, but they're in the same area as Outbreak Wrestling, and now Outbreak Wrestling is going to do their home shows in the Hamburg Fieldhouse. Well, the Hamburg Fieldhouse is where the WWE back in the probably 50s, 60s, 70s, that's where they shot all their TV shows at. And so it's still, the lighting is there that the McMahons put up, and it's just a thrill thinking that the shows I watched when I was a kid, I'm performing in the same venue that I was watching those shows. 40 years ago, 50 years ago.
Yeah. Which I do congratulate you getting that audition for Impact Wrestling. So would you say the indie circuit's helping you prepare and get the prepare and kind of work off the rough edges a little bit?
And it's, you know, it's strange how life evolves. I never saw the acting career coming. I never, obviously, never saw the wrestling career coming. But in the movies, I'm usually, because of my age and my face, I don't get romantic leads. I'm usually the serial killer, the bad guy, or the strange guy down the street. And so I had 4 or 5 years of experience of playing a bad guy in the movies, and I've had 50 plus years of being a big time wrestling fan. You know, and like I said, I've always been for lack of a better word, a student of wrestling. You know, I watched it for the entertainment, and you know, to see what got over and how it got over, and you know, and things like that. So it was like when this opportunity opened, I was like, I'd had 4 or 5 years of training of being a bad guy. I knew the entertainment value of professional wrestling, and it was just a matter of incorporating the two. So it's strange how don't know I'd have been able to do it, especially as a heel, had I not had those years of playing a bad guy in the movies. Because it's pretty much the same thing. You know, I can when I make the movies, I can be sitting here talking to you, and I get called on set, and the scene can be a gruesome, you know, murder scene that I do, and when they call cut, I'm back over here talking to you like this. So it's I can easily turn it on and turn it off.
You guys can just grab your... So, what do you have in the works right now coming up besides the wrestling that you want to...
Well, I just picked up a lead in a new movie. I don't even know what the name of it is. The script is written. I'll get the script here in a week or so.
If you can't talk about it, you don't...
Yeah, I really don't know what the name of it is, but I play a poacher in the movie. And then there's some works to do a movie with a fairly well-known actor. I don't want to mention any names,
but, is he here at the show? Cough, cough. Maybe?
He might still be here. Yeah. And if that happens, oh, man, to play...
Pirate.
How you doing? You know, to even have the opportunity to, if that even happens, to even have the opportunity to act opposite him in a movie, oh my God, that would be, I tell people, because sometimes I get a little overwhelmed with stuff that happens to me, because I never saw any of this coming. I never had any acting training. I just go on the fly, you know, and it works. But, you know, one thing that I tell people is, because I'll be, you know, people can look it up, I'll be 68 in a couple months. And so I didn't get into all this crazy stuff till after I was 60 years old. And what I want to tell people, no matter what your age is, I didn't even know this stuff that's happened to me now wasn't even a dream, you know? So don't ever give up on anything you ever want to do, because it'll happen. And like I said, being an actor and being a professional wrestling manager wasn't even ever a dream.
Sorry, I got distracted for a moment.
Oh yeah, I know. Too many. What's that character called?
Harley Quinn.
Yeah. Oh man, that's
sorry. Distracted.
There's something about that. They don't. The cosplayers don't quite look like what's her name in the movie,
right?
But that costume is just everybody looks good in that. Well, I don't want to say everybody. 99% of the females look good in that Harlequin
So, and any tips for those, even though you're, as you said, 68, any tips for those that might be getting to either acting or wrestling that you might have?
Oh. Boy, I don't know. It just...
Advice that you're willing to set on the younger generations that are out there?
Don't grow up. It's a scam. Don't grow up.
And
as you grow older, you got to be responsible, you know, because you got bills and life and everything like that. But mentally, don't grow up. It's a scam. It's a scam. It's a...
And other unfortunate events, where can we see you next? Independent aspect.
I do horror conventions. Oh man, I don't know what I've got on tap. This is kind of going into, we're into closing in on the end of October, and so the convention
circuits are dying down.
Until after the first of the year.
So basically, I'll put it in the description as well, or link to your the Captain Mango fan page. So basically, for those listening out there, stick to Captain Mango's Facebook page. Link will be in the show description.
And Jesse L. Green Facebook page. I haven't gotten real good with social media yet to put it out to all the stuff, but I'm getting real close to 5,000 friends, so I gotta decide what I'm gonna do here real soon. But even if you're not a friend, just go to Jesse L. Green's Facebook page, and I post on there what I'm gonna be doing.
Me personally, I don't like to put personal pages on, just in case, because of security and privacy.
Who wants to stalk me? If I look like these girls running around here, but who's gonna stalk a pirate? One thing I wanted to mention that I do have coming up. When will this come out?
I'm not sure. So it'll be
a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. I shot a video with a country artist, Erica Sunshine Lee, back in June or July in August, a music video for one of her songs. And I was hoping it'd be released already, but from what I understand from her, it's going to be released in about a week and a half. And it's the song is called Bad Bitch. And when it comes out, it's going to be one of my things I'm most proud of working on. It was professionally done by a company in Nashville, and I'd like to add a little bit bigger part in it, but you know, it's not my video. But it was so professionally done, and that's going to be one of my prouder
things. So folks, depending on when this comes out, stay tuned for it. Either stay tuned for it or keep an eye out.
Keep an eye out for it. Yeah. But her name, great artist. She's got like 7 or 8 albums out, just hasn't made the jump yet. And but her name is Erica Sunshine Lee. Go like her business page. You won't be disappointed in her music. But the video should be out in about a week and a half.
All right.
About a week and a half.
And I do thank you, Jesse.
Oh, thank you, man.
It's been an honor.
Oh, I have fun doing these things.
Oh, I do.
Hey everybody, welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that interview with Jesse Green, a.k.a. Captain Mango, a.k.a. Captain Decapitate. Again, Jesse, if you're listening to this, please, I welcome you to contact us again through our Facebook page, the show's Facebook page, or through our email, and let us know how you did it with your audition. I'm sure, again, the folks at home listening to this would be more than happy to know how you did, and I'll be more than happy to let everybody know. And plus, folks, I know and understand that because we're recording this on Saturday the 17th, that earlier this week, Stanley, the legendary Stanley, has passed. I put up something, a little bit of remembering Stanley on our YouTube channel, but when things kind of die down a little bit with everything with my schedule and everything, putting out with a lot of the four state stuff and our remaining two Paracon panels. Me and hopefully Big Candy will get back together in one form or another, either through Skype or through a physical meeting one Saturday at the Daily Grind, and hammer out a hostful once the new year gets rolling around, and that way we get a year in review and kind of discuss everything that kind of went on. That also being said, I did pick up Red Dead Redemption 2, and it even though it looks wonderful, I want to work my way through the game. There's also a lot of cinematics to it, so there's a lot of stuff, and me picking up Netflix and Hulu again, there's stuff to go through there, so please just stick with us. I know a lot of you could be tired of the panel episodes and their interview episodes, but please bear with us. We do have the solo stuff and the host-based episodes, and the host, like I said, the host-based episodes, the hostfuls, and the solo episodes ready to, coming the start of the year. So please stick with us. Just that over the past 5-6 months. Just that a bunch of stuff happened, just with Otacon, Paracon, Four State, plus I think there was something in September that happened. Oh, yeah, the Punk Rock Flea Market. With all that happening, and to get all that, just our kind of our legal obligations out of the way. So it's just all that we want to put out with that, all that content. So hostfuls and the everything else will be coming straight for you, so please bear with us and enjoy the interviews we have for you and everything else. So what else, let me also just state that because I wanted to help spread the news in regards to John Johnson's and Darkstone Entertainment's Indiegogo campaign, they have many tiers out. So much stuff to go through. Even a $5 help. They're about halfway through their goal right now, but what they're trying to do is distribute their newest movie themselves. So please help them out. The link is an Indiegogo. I'll provide it in the show description as well underneath Jesse's separate from Jesse's social media links for his, like, his Captain Mongo, his fan pages and all that. But I want to at least help spread the word, to because me and John Johnson were talking a little bit. It's like I told him, it's like, hey, I'll help spread the word in regards to Indiegogo, because he's wants to distribute his latest movie, which is called The Dark Net. For donating something as little as $5, you get like a digital copy of the script and the schedule of the how the movie's done. And like $15 gets you a digital copy of the movie. So, and plus there's stuff all up to like $500, and it's, you get, there's a lot of stuff. So please check it out. Help them support it. It's a $4,000 goal, or at least in and around there, maybe four and a half. They're about halfway through it right now. I'm bringing it up right now. Let's see if the price. Dang you, internet's being so slow. Out of a $4,500 flexible goal, they are at a $2,180. So help them out, show them some love, and if you want, and if you got some extra money after showing them some love, help us keep the lights on by donating to our GoFundMe campaign. But please help them better, more so than us. I'll try to find new equipment somehow. I'll raise the funds somehow. But show them out, because they're trying to do something even cooler than what we do right here at the show. And that's, be independent filmmakers with... I'm sure even Jesse could understand that, but show them some love, help donate to them on their Indiegogo, and if you want, donate to us as well to help us get a brand new laptop and brand new camera equipment to help make our YouTube channel better, podcasts better, and so forth and so on. So, that being said, again, if you want to talk to us about anything, or like from the interview, or question, or even complain about our show name, please, you could do so by either emailing us at longcoatmafia@gmail.com, or you can send us a message through our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/TheLongCoatMafiaPodcast. And while you're there, click that like button, show us that you want to follow us, and, you know, see what we post up, because we've been posting up some live panels from, like, the Saratoga Comic Con, so happy to help share that stuff. Plus, if you want to message us or follow us on either Instagram or Twitter, you can do so by following us on Twitter or sending a DM on Twitter, which is our handle. Our handle on Twitter is Longcoat Mafia. Our handle on Instagram is Longcoat Mafia. Again, follow us on both. You could also send us a DM on both if you have any questions through there, if that's your social media of choice. We do have a YouTube channel. You'd have to search up Longcoat Mafia, because we don't really have our own YouTube / URL. It's a bunch of numbers and letters right now. And you can just, again, search for it. But the links to everything, all our social media, and again, our GoFundMe, Darkstone's Indiegogo, and Jesse's stuff, it will always be in the show description down below. If you're visiting our website, it's all there. Our website, as always, is thelongcoatmafia.podbean.com. And while you're there, if you're visiting that website through your phone or through your desktop computer using your browser of choice, you can always download our episodes and listen to it at your leisure, and go all the way back to the beginning of when our audio setup was not the best, and we were trying, but we got some wonderful interviews and did some wonderful panel stuff. So there's that. Let me just say this about YouTube. We have some exclusive videos that you can only find on YouTube. But here's the thing. That's why we recommend all of you out there to subscribe to us on YouTube, not just Facebook as well, because we do put some exclusive interviews and videos and stuff only on Facebook. So that way we're hedging our bets, because sometimes Facebook allows us only to put stuff on their site because YouTube doesn't allow it, and vice versa. So, there's that. Let's see. If by chance Apple Podcasts or Google Play Music or Google Play Podcasts are giving you a hassle and you don't like to use them, you can always find our show by going to Spotify or Stitcher Radio or using the Podbean app. If you don't want to go to the website, but if you choose to, that's if you use a smartphone. Plus, I think we're available on a few other podcast playing type of apps. I'm not sure which ones, though. But the ones that I mentioned are available on both, for the exception of Apple Podcasts and Google Play Music. They're all available on both your Android, either your Android device or your iOS device. Plus, if you listen to us on your strictly on a desktop computer, you could find us on Stitcher Radio or Spotify. Plus, you could always go to the website, which is thelongcoatmafia.podbean.com, and get the episodes that way, or stream them on the website. If you choose to download them, you could play them in any player that plays a MP3 file or whatever it downloads at. Plus, we are available on iTunes. Please leave us a review on iTunes, because it does help us. It used to not help us, or it didn't really matter, but now it kind of does. So please help us with our review on iTunes. Maybe starting next year, we'll go through some of the reviews on iTunes and read them like we kind of did earlier this year. Let's see, what else? Again, our Facebook page is facebook.com/TheLongCoatMafiaPodcast. I think that's about it. Don't forget to follow Jesse on his social media. Show him some love. Same thing with Darkstone Entertainment. I might include their social media as well, so I'm not sure about that. But I will include their Indiegogo in the below in the show description and show notes. So take care. I'll see you guys and gals next week. Because next week is our Pokemon Go panel. Not our Pokemon Go panel, but we'll be airing our Pokemon Go strategy guide panel. And they are, since Pokemon Go released, kind of a new update. It'll be the perfect thing for all of you out there who play Pokemon Go still. Or if you're choosing to play Pokemon Go, it's a great starter thing to listen to. The audio might not be the best, but it'll be there for you to help you in your quest to catch them all. So, take care. I am out. Again, Jesse, thank you for a great interview. And see you next week.
See you next time on the Long Coat Mafia.